Hi everyone, it's Jason, and welcome to the JC Weather Podcast. It's Thursday, April 24th, and there is a little bit of a chill in the air. Now, we did have a good deal of sunshine for most of the day, but tonight, under clear skies and fairly light winds, we're going to see temperatures drop off. And this will be especially true the further away you head from New York City. So for Suffolk County, we have a frost advisory for western Suffolk, and we have a hard freeze warning in effect for eastern Suffolk. So in and around the five boroughs, temperatures tonight will be in the low 40s, but we could see temperatures near 30 degrees in parts of eastern Suffolk, especially those Pine Barrens. Now, we're going to have an Omega block developing in the eastern U.S., and we're going to be in the sweet spot of it. We've got upper lows over eastern Canada and also over the Midwest, but we're going to have building ridging along the Northeast, and we'll be several degrees warmer on Friday than we were today, despite the cold start Friday morning. We'll see highs rise into upper 50s to lower 60s, very light winds out of the east, and Friday night will fall back into the mid 40s. Now, over the weekend, the ridging is going to continue, but we are going to see the flow become more southerly as that area of high pressure centers itself further south. So, despite overall ocean temperatures being at record highs in the basin, they are still at their seasonal lows for the year. So that means that south-facing shorelines aren't going to warm up all that much compared to other places over the next few days. So Saturday, we'll call it partly sunny. Highs will be around 60 in the five boroughs, but more like the low and mid-50s around the South Shore. And we'll have gusts up to 25 miles per hour in the afternoon. And we're going to have a warm front go by Saturday night, so might see a couple of isolated showers during the overnight. Good news about rain during the weekend is if it comes in the middle of the night, we'll see lows in the mid-50s. And then Sunday, that's when we really turn the switch on the warm weather. We'll have sunshine breaking out, especially in the afternoon, and we'll see highs rising into the mid-70s. So that's a good 5 to 10 degrees above average, although it'll be more like 60 degrees right at the beach. And Sunday night will fall into the upper 50s. Just a little sneak peek ahead at next week. Monday looks like some areas may get into the 80s in the five boroughs. In fact, that's becoming increasingly likely, but keep in mind, at the south-facing shorelines and at eastern Long Island, it'll be more like the low and mid-60s. This is that time of year. Now, I mentioned the ocean water temperatures, the Atlantic water temperatures, because, believe it or not, hurricane season starts on June 1st, and hurricane forecasts are starting to come out. So we were in a strong El Nino over last winter, and we remain in a strong El Nino. So that generally results in more wind shear in the Atlantic, and that inhibits tropical cyclone formation as those thunderstorms get blown away from the center. But a La Nina, on the other hand, results in less wind through the Atlantic, and that enhances tropical cyclone formation. So we are expected to transition into a La Nina as we get deeper into hurricane season. There are some hints of that now. So it will take a little while for that wind shear to subside, but looks like that's going to happen just in time for August, heart of the hurricane season, and into the beginning of September. Now, we also have to look at sea surface temperatures, because they are unusually warm throughout the Atlantic, but so is the heat content as well. And if we look at the heat content in the main development region, we are already up to levels that we would normally see in July. So this does look like it's going to shake out to be an active season. So on average, we get 10.1 named storms each year, an average of 5.9 hurricanes, and 2.5 becoming major hurricanes. We're looking for 14 to 18 named storms with 7 to 9 hurricanes and 3 to 4 major hurricanes. As you may recall, a major hurricane is Category 3 or higher. Now, just because a hurricane season produces a lot of storms does not mean that it's going to be deemed hyperactive, let's say, nor does it mean that it will be exceptionally destructive. It's all about where the storms go. I'm Jason, and thank you for listening. You can find out more by going to jcmeteorologicalservices.com, on Facebook at JC Weather NYC on Long Island, and on Patreon at JC Weather.